Maybe, Louise, if your car wound up in the ditch or you had to spend hours in the driveway shoveling things out, you may not be a fan of the nearly 3 feet of snow, but around here, the folks on the snowmobile trailers. In fact, for instance, just in Marathon County, right around Granite Peak in Wausau, over 850 miles of snowmobile trails have now been groomed, and they're doing big business there, and President's Day is sold out at the hotels and so forth. So the piles of snow make our lives a little uncomfortable, but for some places, it's the way they survive.
Sounds so, like fun.
Yes, it kind of does, yes.
We've never owned one of those machines, but they look
either.
Interesting.
Me either. My brother got one, and he's enjoying it very much
now.
Well,
that's good.
Well, good
morning. It's been a while since they've been able to use one of those, so that's
right.
Good. And I am so glad to be with you today. I was beginning to get cabin fever. Yes, we've had snow, and more snow. And a big happy Valentine's today to you and your spouse and children. Yes, I know it's a special day for all of you out there. And I miss my sweetheart. He used to stop by the local bakery and bring me coconut macaroon cookies. That was my favorite. And I've never been able to eat dark chocolate. So guess what? I've never received one of those big heart boxes of chocolate candy. Oh, they'll feel sorry for me. I can eat white chocolate, and that's good too. So I don't need any of it, really. But it is good, isn't it? And hopefully your sweetheart will be bringing you some chocolates today. And there's so many love verses in the Bible that I've had a hard time deciding what to bring to you today. But here's my final choice. When I think of the scriptures, when the subject of love, I always go to John, the book of John, and then follow that with 1 John, which is where John expresses the love of God so beautifully. So today I'm going to go to 1 John 4, verses 7 through 12. Let me read it to you, and I hope it thrills your heart. Just to know that Jesus loves you. And here's what John wrote to us today. It says, "Dear friends, let us love one another, for love comes from God. Everyone who loves has been born of God and knows God. Whoever does not love does not know God, because God is love. And this is how God showed us his love among us. He sent his one and only Son into the world that we might live through him. This is love, not that we love God, but that he loved us and sent his Son as an atoning sacrifice for our sins." Dear friends, isn't that a precious way that John addresses us? Since God so loved us, we also ought to love one another. No one has ever seen God, but if we love one another, God lives in us, and his love is made complete in us. Yes, God is love. Whoever lives in love lives in God, and God in him. And we love him because he first loved us. Don't you think we need this kind of scriptures today, where there's so much bickering and love and hate? And oh my goodness, what a beautiful portion of scripture to make our Valentine Day become so beautiful. And then you know what? It's not often that I can come to you on the very day of Valentine's. When you think of Valentine's, what's your first thought? For me, it's love. Who doesn't want to be loved? I know I do. Some people shy away and they act like they don't want to be loved. But down deep in their heart, yep, they crave it. So today, I want to talk about the one who loves the most. How do you explain his wondrous, awesome love for you and for me? Well, Hosea, now that's that little book that's tucked between Daniel and Joel in the Old Testament. Excuse me. And the Lord, here's what Hosea says in chapter 14. I will love them freely, says the Lord. I like that little word, freely. You know what it means? Oh, I do. It means there are no strings attached. It means there's no condemnation attached. For instance, to freely love your children, you love them even when they're naughty. Or maybe your teenager comes in late for a date. Yes, you still love him. Or maybe your husband says something that hurts you. Yep, you still love him. And so to freely love, you don't say, I told you so. Or you're not unkind and say, I warned you, you didn't listen. Or you didn't say to the children, don't you ever do that again. I could go on and on with such statements that we've all made to our children and to our mates. I love John 3:17. And I'm going to quote 16 first, because that's a love verse too. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. For God sent not his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. This is a perfect explanation of unconditional love. Aren't you glad that Jesus found you? And I'm certainly glad that he found me when I was 16 years of age. I actually shudder to think what my life might have been had he not loved me and offered me salvation. Jesus gives us such a beautiful example of how he loves us in the story of the one lost sheep. There's an old hymn entitled, That One Lost Sheep. And my sweetheart used to sing a song by that title. I remember when we were in evangelistic meetings, the evangelist was getting ready to speak, and Warren was singing a solo before the message. And he was singing that very song, That One Lost Sheep. There's several stanzas to that song, and I was at the piano. And in the middle of the song, a precious woman got up out of the congregation and walked up to the altar and listened to him sing the song. Well, the pastor slipped down and asked her what was her need. And she answered, I am that one lost sheep. So she was taken to the prayer room and led to Jesus. Many were saved that night of the service. The Lord was in that song, the words of that song. So let me say here that if you are one of those lost sheep, you too can accept Jesus as your Savior. And by the way, if this is the day and you want to ask Jesus in your heart and you need help, just call here at the station, and any one of us would be so thrilled to show you the scriptures on how to know him as your Savior. And the verses are so beautiful and so clear that you would find that peace that you've been looking for. Let me read two recordings of the scriptures concerning the one lost sheep. One is found over in Matthew 18, and it says, "For the Son of Man is come to save that which was lost. How think you, if a man has 100 sheep, and one of them goes astray, does he not leave the 99 and go into the mountains and seeks that which is gone astray? And if he find it, verily I say unto you, he rejoices more of that sheep than of the 99 which went not astray. Even so, it is not the will of your Father which is in heaven that one of these little ones should perish." You see, Jesus had just taught the disciples that we are to come as little children to the Lord. Now let me turn over to Luke, the 15th chapter, and it's a parable that Jesus spoke. And he says, "What man of you, having 100 sheep, if he lose one of them, does he not leave the 99 in the wilderness and go right after that which is lost until he can find it? And when he finds it, he lays it on his shoulders, rejoicing. And when he comes home, he calls together his friends and his neighbors, saying, 'Rejoice with me. I have found my sheep, which was lost.' I say unto you that likewise, joy is in heaven over one sinner that repenteth, more than over 99 just persons which need no repentance." What a beautiful illustration of the love of God when he seeks us out and he finds us. Isn't that thrilling? He didn't spank that little sheep that went astray or fuss at it, but he freely loved it. So much so that he lovingly places it on his shoulder as if to say, "You are mine, and I want you to stay close to me." He could have put a halter on that little sheep, or even worse, he could have left it in the wilderness to die. But Jesus sought that little lamb out and freely loved it. Whoa, what love our Heavenly Father bestows upon us. And not just once when we were lost, but over and over and over again every single day. Aren't you thrilled with his unforgiving and unending love that he expresses to us? It should make our day a beautiful Valentine. That's our gift from the Lord. This is the kind of love that we need to express to each other every day. Remember the scriptures that I read to you, that we ought to love one another. And we need to say to each other that we love each other. And not just to say it, but to act upon it and prove it, as Christ did by dying on the cross for you and me. A pastor shared this story of his salvation experience. He said, "During my lifetime, I was instructed by many different Sunday school teachers. but there's only one that stands out in my memory. He was a big, red-faced ex-Marine. He probably broke every rule and technique of good teaching. But the thing I remember best about him is how much he loved us. At the end of each Sunday school lesson, he would say to us, "Now, boys, let's take time to kneel and talk to the Lord." Then he would try his best to put his big arms around all nine of us as we huddled together. And he would pray for each one of us by name. Let me ask you, are you surprised that seven of those nine boys are now in the ministry? And I am one of them. The truth is, when Jesus changes your heart, he gives you a heart for others. Yes, 1 Corinthians 13:13 says, "Now abideth faith, hope, and love, these three, but the greatest of these is love." Let me say to you in closing, I love you and I thank you for your love in listening to my broadcast and for being a faithful listener of WWIB all through the years of these broadcasting days. And let me, in closing, say God bless you and give you a wonderful Valentine's Day. Bye-bye.